This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is in Mexico City to meet with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. This after his visit to the border.
At a busy port of entry in El Paso, President Biden viewed a demonstration of officers checking cars for drugs, money, and other contraband. He was met at the airport by Governor Greg Abbott, who handed him a letter of criticism.
Tens of thousands of Texans have their lives destroyed by his open border policy.
The argument's also playing out in Washington. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday says President Biden created this mess.
They undid the good policies President Trump had in place.
But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the number of migrants fleeing Central and South America has skyrocketed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's being compared to the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Thousands of supporters of Brazil's ex-president Bolsonaro stormed Brazil's Supreme Court, Congress, and presidential palace. Hundreds arrested. Many Bolsonaro supporters refused to accept his election loss. More bad weather in California. The AP's Donna Warder.
The state was hit with more turbulent weather on Sunday as thunderstorms, snow, and damaging winds swept into the northern part of the state. The National Weather Service warns of a relentless parade of atmospheric rivers, storms capable of dropping staggering amounts of rain and snow.
Thousands of nurses in New York City are expected to go on strike this morning over pay and staffing levels. New guidelines for children struggling with obesity include offers of medication for those as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13. That from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The Buffalo Bills beat the Patriots yesterday 35-23. Players pay tribute to Buffalo's DeMar Hamlin, recovering from cardiac arrest. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The Avatar sequel continues its run as the big draw for movie audiences.
Treat them as our brothers and sisters.
Avatar: The Way of Water raked in an additional $45 million this week, according to studio estimates, making it number one at the box office. It's earned $500 million domestically and $1.7 million globally. The evil doll horror film Megan debuts at number two, bringing in $30.2 million. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish is number three, A Man Called Otto is fourth, and Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Adam Rich has died, the child actor who charmed TV audiences as America's little brother on Eight is Enough. He was 54. Adam Rich died over the weekend at his home in Los Angeles. The cause of death is under investigation, but not considered to be suspicious. He had suffered from depression. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.